Sports Time is sponsored by Badger Land Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider. Boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Among the top sports stories, the Brewers sweep the Cardinals in a doubleheader yesterday. Details on that, and also Giannis wouldn't mind coming back to Milwaukee. Badger Land Flooring in Richland Center is more than just your destination for quality flooring. Their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East also features a complete kitchen design center. Explore beautiful cabinet displays, stylish vanities, countertops, flooring, and walk-in shower options, all designed to help you create a space that's both functional and inviting. Whether you're building a brand new kitchen or giving your current one a fresh new look, the experienced team at Badger Land Flooring is ready to help turn your ideas into reality. Visit Badgerland Flooring today and start planning the kitchen you've always wanted. I'm Phil Nee with sports. It's that time of year for high school athletes to start looking about getting ready for the school year and getting those athletic physical cards completed and back to the schools. Dr. Brian Kroll is a doctor of family medicine at the Richland Hospital.
WIA sports physicals, you need them every 2 years. Getting them done in the summertime, usually it's a lot less busy now compared to August. Just with school starting and needing to get the fall sports done. So $15, it's a quick appointment. You have to bring the WAA form and have a parent present. Those are the only restrictions. All providers are doing these, but you don't have to see your provider. You can see anybody, especially if a certain date works better for you. But get them done early. It's a necessary and important part of clearing your child for athletics, and it's a requirement. So every 2 years, you need it. You can find it online. You can go to Richland Hospital's website. There's a link on there. If you just Google Richland Hospital WIA form or Google WIA form, try to bring it in. If you forget it, we'll have one for you. It's just there's a lot of questions on there, screening questions that streamline the visit. If you're on a time crunch, bringing it ahead of time is important.
Dr. Kroll encourages students, student-athletes, and their parents to get that done. That also goes for middle school and high school athletes for the coming year. Also on the local and area scene, the Church League softball last night. Regular season action, the Mission has taken over first place in the standings, blanking previously undefeated Richland Baptist Temple 2, 16-0, including scoring 7 runs in the second inning with 2 outs. Andy Meaden led the offense for the Mission. Also, Mercy Fretz and Wesley Adams went 1-for-2 to lead Baptist Temple 2. 5 points Lutheran is now in second place, plating 16 runs in the final 3 innings to defeat the Knights of Columbus 21-8. Dan Makovic was 4-for-4, and Maria Gilbert reached base 3 times for the Knights. Richland Baptist Temple 1 outscored Church of the Nazarene 19-3. Rainey Walsh led the way for the Nazarenes, going 3-for-3. Free Methodist down Richland Baptist Temple 3, 20-4. Adam Burns was 5-for-5. Andy Niemeyer and Joe Hassel each were 4-for-5 to lead Free Methodist. And St. Mary's held off a late rally to get the win over Grace Community 14-9. Nick Perna led the way offensively, going 4-for-4. Hayden Bindle got his first hit of the season and scored 2 runs. Boscobel Assembly of God had the league bye. Only 3 weeks of the regular season games remain. Action continues next week, Tuesday, July 14th. At Quail Run last night, the golf course was wide open and ready to go, and here's how it went. Good scores, including Aaron Halverson with a 37, including an eagle on hole 1, a birdie on hole 6, Eli Cannon, runner-up on the leaderboard with a 38, including a birdie on hole 2 and hole 5. Also during week number 12, which is the start of the second half of the league season, Steve Swasina with a birdie on hole 9, and he finished with a 39. Brandon Miller had a 40. Peter Lawrence, Phil Prohaska, and Dale Mortimer each had 41s. Peter had a birdie on hole 1, and Phil a birdie on hole 3. Other golfers with holes played under par: Grant Worthington birdied hole 1, J.J. Klatt with a birdie on hole 3, Anthony Ludwig with a birdie on hole 6, Tony Doherty birdied hole 8. And the flag prize winners: Steve Swanson with the longest drive on hole 2, Jarrett McDonald closest third shot on hole 4, Terry Wheaton with the longest putt on hole 6, Joe Halverson closest to the pin on hole 7, and Tony Doherty closest second shot on hole 8 during Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action. Turning to state baseball yesterday, Jacob Mizorowski struck out 11 in 7 strong innings. Kristen Yelich drove in a pair of runs, and the Brewers rallied to beat the Cardinals 4-3 in the first game of a split doubleheader. Mizorowski allowed 3 hits, including a pair of home runs, and did not walk a batter. The 24-year-old right-hander threw 57 of his 103 pitches at 100 miles per hour or more. Aaron Ashby pitched a scoreless 8th, and Abner Uribe earned his 6th save in 8 opportunities. In the second game, Joey Ortiz homered. Robert Gasser pitched a career-high 7 2/3 innings, and the Brewers beat the Cardinals 10-2, completing the doubleheader sweep. After the big win in the opener, the Brewer bats got going and rolled, giving Gasser all the support that he would need. So next up, the Brewers will be sending Kyle Harrison to the mound. He is 8-1 with a 2.82 ERA in the fourth game of the 5-game series. The Cardinals counter with right-handed pitcher Michael McGreevy, who is 3-7 at a 3.12 ERA. Manager Pat Murphy called it a good team effort.
Yeah, you look at Joey, you know, unsung Gary Sanchez, great game he caught. You know, Pratt had a great game. Triple and a double and a walk and another line out. Joey hitting the ball hard twice, home run and a single. Terang had 2 key doubles for us. Lara, great. Those guys, you know, those aren't the guys that are in the, you know, that are in the limelight every single day. So that's nice effort.
Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh 12, Atlanta 4, Philadelphia 4-1 over Cincinnati, San Diego 4, Arizona 1, Colorado 4-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Tampa Bay 6, the Yankees 4, Detroit 6-2 over the Athletics, Minnesota beat Cleveland 3-1, Boston 8, the White Sox 1, Texas 8-3 over the Angels. Interleague play, the Cubs grabbed a victory against Baltimore 5-2, Houston 6, Washington 3, Miami 6-5 over Seattle, Kansas City and the Mets, almost a football score, 16-12 Kansas City, and Toronto 9 and San Francisco 3. Also in sport news from the state scene, he hasn't played a game with the Heat yet, and Giannis Antetokounmpo is already talking about a return to Milwaukee. In a conversation with Bucks announcer Jim Paschke, Giannis reportedly pointed to Kevin Garnett returning to play for the Timberwolves after 7 seasons away. His reluctance to move on could suggest the blockbuster trade did not need to happen. The report in DairylandExpress.com points out that there is blame on both sides for the move. Yesterday, Sean Eichhorst was a part of a press conference talking about the future of the Badger sports and also about Badger football. He was asked about Coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, he's won every place he's been, and so my expectation is more of me than him, meaning I need to pour into him, learn more about his program, how he has things set up, how his athletes are taken care of, how we're supporting that endeavor, and then we can figure out as we move along what that might look like. But I'm impressed in my early conversations.
Sean Eichhorst. Also, Wisconsin native and former Badgers star Jim Leonard faces a big challenge in his new job. Leonard is the defensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, a team that has been very successful. He plans some changes in a defense led by Sean McDermott for the last 8 seasons. ESPN reports that Leonard may have, quote, the toughest task of any defensive coach in the NFL. Lionel Messi with a great job leading his team. Argentina great scored once and then inspired his team to an improbable 3-2 victory over Egypt, despite trailing by 2 goals with only 11 minutes to play. That is a wrap on sports today. I am Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.